Welcome to the Ambitious Drive podcast. This is your host, Cassie Bajarillo. So before we get started, if you haven't applied and saved your seat to your advanced private training, wherein you as a coach, consultant, or a course creator can learn how you can craft, sell, and launch your group coaching program and onboard 1 to 3 high-value clients month on month or high volume in a week and have that consistent monthly recurring revenue all year round, head on over and check it out at cassiebajarillo.com/high-ticket-next-level-now. Welcome to the Ambitious Drive podcast. I'm so happy that you're here tuning in this session. We are going to be talking about the 3 ingredients that will help you sign high ticket clients in your group coaching business. So if you're a consultant, a coach, course creator, or service-driven entrepreneur who wants to break free from that one-on-one setting and want to have this time and lifestyle freedom, break the income ceiling, and basically get to build a legacy through the business endeavor you're growing and scaling. And hey, this session is for you. Before that, I'd love to connect with you again and reintroduce myself. If this is the first time you and I are meeting each other, hello, hello, nice to meet you. And thank you for taking your time to be here with me. I hope you'd be able to get valuable information and next steps as you grow into CEO in your business. And not just through this session, but also go and binge the other podcast sessions. I'm sure it's going to support you through in your business. Otherwise, just let me know what episodes or what topics you would want me to talk about, and I'd gladly have this here on our podcast. So again, my name is Cassie Pajarillo Bregranza. I'm an international independent LinkedIn trainer, high ticket group coaching mentor from the Philippines. I coach and consult my clients to create, launch, and scale their own respective group coaching programs and have predictable income. I am a multi six-figure dollar entrepreneur from the Philippines, and I believe that wealth should be in the hands of good, happy women who values integrity. Okay, don't you think so? All right, amazing. Let's dive in. So what are the 3 ingredients do you actually need in order for you to consistently sign high-ticket clients in your programs and never start from zero ever again when it comes to your income and profit goals? Now, news out there has been very, very unpleasant. We're talking about inflation, the rise of COVID once again, the war between Ukraine and Russia, which has never been still far from being finished or far from being resolved. And it has been affecting the global economy. And of course, now another declaration of the recession in the United States. You know, I'm a firm believer that when there are challenges such as these, this is where the people unite and join together towards rebuilding the economy by building our own respective community. What do I mean by this? It's actually us helping one another, leveraging on our intellectual property and zoning into what we're good at, solving problems and becoming the solution for every growing company, whether you're a small business owner or maybe you're a corporation pivoting. So what is it really required of you in order for you to sign consistent clients, especially for high ticket offers? Now, high ticket offers here is basically like $3,000 and above. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you know the definition of high ticket here, right? So listen up, I will break it down for you on how we have been signing consistently 1 to 3 high ticket clients every single month since last year in our business. And despite the world's curveballs, I hope this little sharing would help you and support you in identifying also the gaps in your business, as I would love you to succeed too. Oh, by the way, there's a business audit workshop. I will put the link on the show notes, but basically it's cassiepajarillo.com/ business audit. This is where you'll be able to know as well what are the other gaps in your business so that you'll be able to scale your business to multi 7-figure for your empire. I hope that supports you, but I'm putting it on the show notes. Okay, so first and foremost, it's actually your lead flow. Okay, your lead generation activities, your lead generation machinery, okay, where you get to invite and magnetize clients to inquire about your group coaching program, your services, or your offer. If you're not signing up leads every single day, this is the bottleneck you definitely need to pay attention to, because again, without leads or inquiries and people to connect with, how are we going to grow a business, right? So how do we get to have actually that influx? I'm sure that's now your question. Like, yeah, okay, lead generation, how do I get to do that, right? So here's where we continue to show up and share our expertise and to put gas into the fuel tank to keep the machinery running, keep those clients get into your space consistently. Now, this is something I teach inside my programs, whether it's organic, paid, hybrid, or through other channels. There's always a way to get your people be in your space or would want to be part of your space and community, whether it's on LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, podcasting, Twitter, wherever that may be, whatever you choose, wherever your audience may be. There's a strategy on how to get these going. Now, as for accelerants, as much as I love accelerants, wherein we call it also as advertisements, like maybe your Facebook ads, Google ads, what else? TikTok ads, right? Again, these accelerants are not magic pills, okay? I often call them as extension of my sales team or the sales team. If you're a solopreneur, I mean, that little reframe would help you or give you that security or safety that, okay, that's my sales team working right there, right? So it supports you to have more reach. And that's why it's called an accelerant, right? It is what it is. So in full transparency, let me just share with you guys, we only invest about $700 a month in our business, and it still continues to consistently, you know, signing 1 to 3 high ticket clients per month. And we're talking about clients who's been enrolling in our programs from ranging from $4,200 to $20,000 per month. Right now, is it highly profitable? Absolutely, right? Again, the accelerant really is a small percentage of what we spend on our business and directing people to one funnel. But of course, there's a little bit more into that rather than just having accelerants, which I'm going to talk it over in the next as the next point in this session. And another one is to leverage other people's audiences. So if you've got zero list right now, the fastest way to grow that is by sharing and leveraging other communities, right? Leveraging on other communities. So if you've got friends, why don't you go ahead and tap onto their communities and leverage on their audience and really just introduce yourself and get yourself be known through that shared trust. It's really the most effective way, and that strategy really works so well. It's an accelerant in itself, especially if you're not that keen on having ads just yet. Okay, so that's the first tip. Look into your lead generation. Is it continuously consistently driving leads in your business every single day? So check on that. Now, I know it could be difficult for you to show up because I just said about the audience, right? Leveraging other audience, showing up in there, right? Or on your social media. But having to build that visibility every day is really a mastery in itself, okay? If you don't have time or it's not really much of your jam, you can have team to actually do the work for you so that your socials will still be hard working through the available content that you were able to put together already, right? Or yet to put together, and it will be spread throughout your different channels. Now, if you don't have a team just yet, well, this is where you get to be more strategic on how you actually have your visibility tactics put together. And this is something we talk about inside the program as well. Like, what are the money generating activities and how do you get to make sure that you have content that will really drive inquiries or will magnetize clients to getting to know you really and eventually like signing up to enroll. All right, so those are the things that we teach inside, and there really is something about showing up. Now, we've got all these tips and tricks. As much as we have all those things, I just want you to also look into that you can treat showing up as a game. Right. Something that I learned in business of bootstrapping is that when you're committed to showing up, you get to attract people who are also committed to show up for themselves. You see, you're the leader here. Okay. You have to walk the talk and set an example. And then you become strategic when it comes to execution. I remember then for about 2 to 3 years ago, I've been overly active here on LinkedIn, like overly active. In fact, I've got some of you who'd say, Cassie, oh my goodness, you're always on the top of my feed. Don't you ever get tired of being on LinkedIn or always having this content shared here and there or videos or, you know, all these things. And honestly, this is how I met so many wonderful people in the space of LinkedIn and social media all around the world. And on this day, I see them showing up and their businesses expanding from where it used to be, right? right? So the lesson here is that everything is compounding, and along the way, it trains you towards mastery. So it really will support you with your business and show your clients how serious you are in this endeavor you're building and scaling. What do you think? Right? So go ahead and play. Make use of social media and turn it social. That's why it's social media. Experiment and just challenge yourself. Treat it like a game. Have fun. Yet it's still, of course, be on point with your business goals or values and messaging. Alrighty. Second, it's all about your sales flow. Okay? Your sales journey, the sales mechanism, however you want to call it, right? It's really more of a system that works together with you, how you'd love your business to run for you and with you. So of course, if you've got leads, what do you want to do with that, right? What are you going to do with those leads, right? You want them to buy from you. The question really here is that, do you have a sales flow that takes them to that journey? It's this mechanism supporting you even while you're sleeping. It's having to help you and lead your leads towards a purchase or enrollment. What are these mechanisms, though? It could be your funnel, your calendar, your email, your social media, having those calls to action in your posts, a webinar, or a sales conversation over the DMs. It can be actually all sorts of things, including this podcast episode or maybe a live stream that's actually a touch point in itself. Taking your leads to buy into that buying decision, right? Buying decision process, rather. There you go. In fact, this session is part of that. So if you weave through the storyline of every single thing that you post out there, it drives them to that buying decision as well. I've got some clients who has watched my live streams, listened to my podcast, training session, workshops, and conversation, who enroll straight from this kind of content too. I remember I have one of my clients actually messaged me at 2 a.m. She listened to my podcast, or was it my live stream? And after that, she was like, I'm in, call me in, I want to enroll. I'm like, what? Right? That is it, right? It builds trust, it builds that introduction, that conversation, and really allowing them to vet that moment if this is exactly what they need. So this is why I would like to invite you to keep on showing up and show the world what you're good at. What is it, your conviction? What is your life like? What are your values, your mission? What is it that you help them with? Where are you taking them? Right? So this is essentially the big chunk of what I teach my clients inside my program too. In fact, just recently as well, I've got a mentee, you know, a client who was able to garner about 65 people in her space. So screw vanity metrics here. She only had 65 people in her space. Actually, 20 of those were consistently watching her videos and her live stream. And she was able to, she made over $4,000 just by showing up and really articulating her offer and the solution for her people. Amazing, right? Now, this, my friend, was done organically, actually on LinkedIn, right? Now, and I'm not saying that even though I'm an international independent LinkedIn trainer, I actually kind of like retired from being one, but LinkedIn really still play a huge role when it comes to what I teach my clients, because again, we're all about credibility, authority, being a leader, right? So I'm just so happy that it worked into everyone's benefit. Now, so that's actually the second piece. Yeah. So are you giving your leads the opportunity to buy from you? So check if you're converting your leads sufficiently. Check on your data and let your data and conversation tell you what your business is generating and doing. Are you actually checking your data, right? Another thing, third, okay? It's how you'd be able to sign the client ticket clients consistently. I know. We're here. We're getting there, right? Now, the third one actually has nothing to do with tactics or strategy, but rather the way you perceive things and situation. It's your mindset and how you intently design your business. Because honestly, honey, you are the only one that is blocking yourself from what is possible. You're putting this wall right in front of you. It's so hard to break because you refuse to break it. You refuse to climb it. You refuse to get it out of your way, right? So you're like, okay, what is my capacity here, right? You're thinking that if you have 50 clients, it will feel like 50 one-on-one clients. No, that's not how it works here. That's not what we do, right? That's why we have a curriculum design And I always ask you, once you're inside my program as well, what is this design that you want? What kind of lifestyle would you want to have? And that's exactly how we're going to design it, right? So if you're limiting yourself to just settling on one-on-one clients, or have or never have thought, or maybe you may have thought of expanding your business, but you're like, how do you get to do that? That's exactly what we do, right? So it's not just having to have 1 to 3 clients, but really more of like consistently having 1 to 3 clients, or even 7. There was a time also in a month like we had 7 people enroll, right? But it's really more of having that consistency, because everything is compounding. I really, really see a lot of coaches and consultants who resist themselves from having this kind of business model because they are still unsure. It's something that, oh my gosh, is it possible to have a lot of clients? How am I going to do that? Well, this is why I'm here, right? I would love you guys to think like a CEO and really get to scale your business according to the design that you want. We talk about integrity and testimonial worthy results because that's how we design our containers. We're not like, oh yeah, I have money here and there, but what about your clients, right? We're all about enabling dreams together. So again, tons are overwhelmed with the client delivery, and I know it can be traumatic, but that's not entirely true. You can definitely have so much space, right? Even if you have 50 clients inside your program, right? If you really want to break that glass ceiling and have that freedom, you've got to break that wall from thinking you'd have to struggle and start signing up clients consistently, okay? Open yourself up. Okay, it's all about receiving. So I learned that there's also an expansion of energy and strengthening your mindset towards delivery and mastery. It's all about embodiment. So if you know how to structure your group coaching program, this will be least of your worries. Actually, you wouldn't even have to worry in terms of how are you going to do so much of the sales and marketing, because I'm going to give that all to you, right? What you're going to focus on really deeply here is helping your clients get the massive, amazing results that they want and tapping into your zone of genius and guide them with that. It takes conscious decision to receiving more and feel safe in your business, honestly. Now, with these pieces that I have mentioned, let me ask you, which among these you need to work on? Do you see yourself having these gaps? Is it a mindset, lead generation, or you don't have the system, process, and structure just yet, or you don't have the design, you're actually not clear yet? Let me know, right? I'd love to know. Perhaps I'll show up right back here on this session and talk about it. Just drop me a voice message. Just click on the show notes. You're going to see there, drop a voice message, something like that. And just let me know what you think of this episode and what topics you would want me to share further. I would love to answer them, right? So again, right, I want you to generate consistent enrollment, onboard only but the best clients, and never worry about being back to zero every single month ever again. Okay, now my clients have been getting exponential results. In fact, one of them said, oh my goodness, Cassie, you really make millions as our new normal, huh? Yep, that's definitely it. Because it's 100% available to you too. It's just really a matter of making that empowered decision to step into your next level self and saying yes to making changes and a difference from where you were, where you're at now, and into having where you'd want to be. Remember that life's curveballs happen. You can do hard things yet make things simple. So if you're worried about the recession, inflation, and all other things that's happening in the economy, all the more there's an opportunity for you, okay? I hope you get to see this from where you can come in. Nothing is impossible. There are solutions. This is where you come in. Let go of the struggle, honey, right? So if you have any questions, just buzz me, and I love to have a conversation. In fact, just a couple of days ago too, I just want to share here, right? I shared, I created an episode about cash flow and how do you get to take control of your cash flow. Go ahead and listen to that. It's prior to this episode, right? Okay, so thanks again for joining me here. I'm excited to have another episode with you, and maybe you may catch me on a live stream, maybe on LinkedIn, Facebook, or on Instagram. I just really want to talk more about high-ticket group coaching and how life-changing this really is. It really, really is. It's such an amazing way, an awesome way to become a legacy builder and get to have a fulfilling business that enables not just your dreams, but also of others. All right, just a little summary here. 3 things. You need to look into your lead generation, your sales flow, and of course, your mindset and mastery. Alrighty? I promise you, things don't need to be difficult in business, okay? So if you want to sign 1 to 3 high-value clients month on month or high volume in a week and have the predictable income year-round, message me, okay? And I'd gladly send you a calendar or go to my show notes. You'll be able to see it there. Click on it and then let's have that conversation or DM me on Instagram. It's Cassie Pajarillo. Tell me about this endeavor of yours and let us def if this is something we can work on as a group coaching program. I'll be totally honest with you if it's not a right fit or if I can definitely help you. All right, so remember this, in your business, you should worry less on sales and marketing and you should have your energy more on delivering amazing client results. I look forward to having you back here on my podcast and of course see you perhaps on my live streams in the next couple of days. Let me know if there's anything else you want me to talk about. I'd gladly share. All right, take care and I'll catch you soon.
You just finished listening to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast by Cassie Pajarillo. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave Cassie a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends on social media. It's also available on Spotify and Google Podcast. Don't forget to tag Cassie Pajarillo on Instagram or message her straight on LinkedIn. You may also head over to the Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group and be encouraged by soul-aligned and ambitious humans on the planet. Remember, you can definitely build a better business.